Today's scripture is Matthew chapter 28, verse 1 to 20. We will read today's scripture in a responsive manner. I will read the odd number of verses. Congregations, please read the even number of verses. Matthew 28, verse 1. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. Telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep.'" So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." Please read this week's watchwords twice, including the scripture reference. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20. Jesus said, "Therefore, and go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age."
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters. I wish you blessings on Easter Sunday. And this year's Easter is full of surprises. What were the moments that you were most surprised in your life?
And I think that the most
frequently happened is somebody who surprised you with
领你到一个地方去啊,
to lead you to somewhere.
忽然间有一大群的亲友出现, 带, 补充这个圣诞蛋糕,
And all of a sudden, all friends and family appear with a birthday cake.
然后大家起唱，祝你生日快乐。
And everyone sing to you, happy birthday.
这是惊喜，对吧？
And that was a surprise, wasn't it?
可能你遇过这样的事情。
And maybe you have experienced that.
在视频当中看到有军人在服役的期间，忽然之间回家，他事前没有跟家人通知。
And on TV, we've seen soldiers returning from the battlefield without telling their families and to surprise them.
当走进那个当时小孩的那个上课的学校。
And the soldier would walk into his child's classroom.
那个孩子看到爸爸出现了，非常的兴奋，跑去紧紧的拥抱。
And as the child sees the father, the child runs to the father, hugs him.
这个惊喜。
And this is a good surprise.
你有没有什么让你惊喜的一些经验？有没有
？Do you have experiences that surprise you in your life?
今天我们所读的经文这么记载。
Today's scripture is recorded.
那些妇女们就急忙离开坟墓，又害怕又大大的欢喜。
So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples.
他们跑去报信给那些他的门徒啊。
And they went to tell the good news to the disciples.
那些妇女当时非常惊喜。
The women were very surprised.
那我相信是他们一生当中所经过最大的惊喜。
And probably it's the most surprising event in their lives.
每一年的过节，我们都习以为常，好像很平凡。
And every year we have Easter, and we kind of are accustomed to it.
过节其实很不平凡，那是个充满惊喜的日子。
But indeed, Easter is full of extraordinary, it's full of surprises.
今天我们选读的经文，让我们看见三件让人非常惊喜的事情。
And today we're going to talk about three things of surprises.
第一，就耶稣基督复活，让人惊喜。
First is that Jesus Christ was resurrected.
第二，就是信徒的生命改变，让人惊喜。
And the second is that the lives of the believers have been transformed, and that's cause for surprise.
第三，就福音传遍了天下，让人惊喜。
The third is the gospel spreading throughout the world, and that's a surprise.
我们先看第一点，耶稣基督复活。
And let's look at the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们一起来读这段经文。
Let us read the scripture together.
天使对妇女说：“不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十架的耶稣，他不在这里，照他所说的，已经复活了。”天使很清楚地宣告，耶稣已经复活。
The angels proclaimed that Jesus had been resurrected.
耶稣复活的事实让人大大的惊喜。
The truth about Jesus' resurrection is surprising.
耶稣在被钉十字架之前，曾经很多次预言他会将会被杀害，然后他会复活。
Before Jesus was crucified, he three times prophesied that he will be crucified and be resurrected.
根据马大福音最少有三次这样的记载。
So according to Book of Matthew, it was recorded three times.
那我们今天看其中一段经文。
Let us look at one of the scriptures.
我们一起来读这段经文。耶稣上耶路撒冷去的时候，在路上把十二个门徒带到一边，对他们说：“看啊，我们上耶路撒冷去。”人子要被交在祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，又交给外邦人，将他戏弄、鞭打、钉在十字架上，第三日。耶稣很郑重、很清楚地对他们说，他会被钉死在十字架上。
Jesus clearly told the disciple that he would be crucified.
然后他会复活。
And that he will be resurrected.
但是门徒并不相信。
But the disciples did not believe him.
因为他们从来没有看过被钉死在十字架上的人会复活的。
Because they had never seen someone who's crucified and risen.
耶稣死了以后，众门徒都躲藏起来。
After Jesus was crucified, the disciples went into hiding.
为什么要躲藏呢？
And why was that?
因为他们害怕犹太人会抓他们。
Because they were afraid that the Jews would arrest them.
为什么他们要躲藏呢？
Why did they go into hiding?
因为他们不相信耶稣真是会复活。
Because they didn't believe that Jesus would resurrect.
耶稣死了以后，第三天清早有几个妇女到墓园去。
So on the third day after he was crucified, there were women that went to the tomb.
他们就发现耶稣果然复活了。
They discovered that indeed Jesus had been resurrected.
他们非常的惊喜。
They were very surprised.
他们很惊讶，也很欢喜。
And also very joyful.
你可能也听过耶稣复活的消息。
You might have heard about Jesus being risen.
可能听过很多次。
Many times.
可能每一年复活节你都听一次。
And probably once every Easter.
你相信吗？
Do you believe it?
你相信耶稣真是复活的主吗？
Do you believe that Jesus was indeed risen?
前不多久我看到一个视频。
Not long ago, I saw a video.
那个视频就推荐有十部根据真实故事的基督徒电影。
The video was recommending the top 10 Christian movies based on true stories.
其中一部电影就是重审耶稣。
And one of the videos, movies that they recommended.
那我很多年前就看过这本书了。
And the name of the book was The Case for Christ.
我在讲道当中也提过这本书。
And I have mentioned this book in my sermon.
但我不知道它拍成了电影。
And I didn't know that it became a movie.
这个作者叫 Lee Strobel 啊。
The author of the book is Lee Strobel.
他用自传的方式来讲述他信靠耶稣的这个经过。
He used a biographical format to tell the story of how he became a Christian.
Lee Strobel 他是毕业在密苏里大学毕业，在新闻系毕业。
He was a graduate of the University of Missouri School of Journalism.
然后他也在耶鲁大学的法学院毕业。
And then obtained a law degree from Yale University.
然后担任芝加哥论坛报做记者和编辑有十多年的时间。
And he was a reporter and an editor for the Chicago Tribune for over 14 years.
当然，他当记者、当编辑，而且当然有法律系的背景。
And because he had a law degree as a background, he was an investigator.
他对追求真相和揭发这个谎言很有经验的。
He was very experienced in pursuing the truth and uncover lies.
1980年，他得到这个 UPI 这个新闻奖第一名。
In 1980, he won the first prize in the United Press International Editors Association Newspaper Award.
那是在新闻界很高的一个荣誉。
That was a high honor in the journalism.
那说我跟他的太太跟他女儿那一天就在一个餐馆来庆祝他得了这个大奖。
And that evening, he, his wife and his daughter were celebrating in a restaurant.
没有想到这个女儿在吃糖果的时候呛到了，那卡住她的气管。
And all of a sudden, when the daughter was eating, was choked by a piece of candy in her throat.
那个情况很危险。
It was kind of dangerous.
当时幸好有一位女护士，一个护士在那边。
Fortunately, there was a nurse was nearby.
就及时就救了这个女儿。
And she performed an emergency procedure on the daughter.
索伯的太太就跟着护士说谢谢她。
And Strobel's wife thanked the nurse.
那个护士说你不必谢我，你应该感谢耶稣。
But the nurse said, "Don't thank me, thank Jesus."
因为我本来没有想要到这里来，是耶稣引导我到这里来的。
She said, "I wasn't planning to come here at first, but Jesus led me here."
那Strobel的太太就很好奇啊，很想要更多知道关于耶稣的事情。
And Strobel's wife was very curious about this religion and Jesus.
她就开始跟着护士去教会。
And she began to go to church with this nurse.
没多久，她就决定要信耶稣，而且领受了洗礼。
And not long after that, she accepted Christ and received baptism.
这件事让这个 Strobel 非常生气。
And this was very upsetting for Strobel.
他认为这个太太是被这个信仰迷惑了。
He felt that his wife was confused by this religion.
为了要解救他的妻子啊，他就开始研究这个基督教的信仰。
And to rescue his wife, he started researching about this faith.
他记得他是追寻真相的专家。
And remember that he's an expert in pursuing the facts.
用他专业的知识和经验，他相信可以找出基督教错误的地方。
He used his expertise in methods and his experience to try to dispel the Christianity.
还有证明基督教的不可信。
He wanted to prove that one should not believe in Christianity.
他有一个基督徒的朋友叫 Kenny 来告诉他。
One of his friends, Kenny, told him.
这个基督教的信仰主要是建立在耶稣复活这个事实上。
that the foundation of Christianity is based on the fact that Jesus has, was resurrected. And Strobel believed that it was a ridiculous myth. So he spent 1 year and 9 months doing a lot of research. He interviewed many experts in the field. And at the end, he was convinced. And he believed that Jesus was indeed a historical figure. And because he loved the world, died for the sins of the world. And so he was willing to become a Christian. In November 1981, he was baptized. He became a Christian. And he gathered all the materials he did throughout his research and published this book. In 1981, The Case for Christ was published. And in 2017, it was made into a movie.
And in 1987,
he became a pastor and wrote many Christian books. You must have heard many news about the resurrection of Jesus. Do you believe? If you never believed, I encourage you to read this book, The Case for Christ, or to view the movie. I hope that you were surprised to discover that indeed Jesus has risen. Jesus has risen. And that is the Christ has risen. Christ is the Messiah. He was sent from God as our Savior. And the Savior has risen. The Jews back then needed a Savior to save them. And today we need a Savior even more. And we all know that the U.S. is in war.
你知道吗? 假如你从来不看新闻,可能你不知道啊, 希望你都知道,
and we are in war.
虽然战场是在中东的伊朗,
even though the battlefield is in Iran, in the Middle East,
好像很遥远,
seems very, to be very far.
但大家都知道, 中国, 俄国, 北韩,
we know that China, Russia, and North Korea has a very close relationship with Iran.
Someday.
And you never know if a Russian drone would appear above us. And even possibly the North Korean missile would hit
Pearl Harbor.
So when you walk in the future, don't just look at the ground, but you look at above. The Ukraine-Russian war has persisted for 4 years. There are no signs of a ceasefire. And we know that the weapons that appear in the battlefield have become even more fierce. And every single country is seeking peace with strength. Have you heard that phrase? Seeking peace with strength.
那个意思就是说,每个国家都有足够的武器才能够跟别人讲求和平。
That means that each country should have a strong military in order to talk about peace with other countries. And that's why every single country is strengthening their military. And this kind of direction we're going to, what results would it bring?
一定是大家都魂归于尽。
And for sure, everyone will be decimated.
这是死路一条。
And this is a road to death.
那我相信每个国家的英明领袖都看到这个灭亡的结局。
And I believe that all leaders in the world see this end.
但他们没有别的选择,
but they have no other choice.
他们只能这样继续走下去, 走向灭亡。
And they can only continue to walk and walk into destruction.
你看见吗?
Can you see that?
这条路只能这样走下去。
That road only leads to
这个世界是没有希望,
the world has no hope.
我们迫切需要上帝的拯救。
We need salvation very urgently.
我们需要救主。
We need a savior.
为什么有战争?
Why is there a war?
我们经历过两次世界大战。
We've experienced two world wars.
我们清楚知道战争会带来极大的痛苦。
We know that war brings destruction and pain.
现在教育很普及, 大家都知道战争不能真正的解决问题。
As people are educated, they know that war doesn't really resolve issues.
战争只会增加仇恨。
War will only increase hatred.
那为什么还要发动战争?
And why would people start wars?
而且越打越烈。
And wars are fighting very fiercely.
为什么这样?
Why is that?
归根究底就是因为人的自私、自大和贪婪。
And I believe that's because the sinful nature of human beings being selfish.
因为人的罪性。
Pride and greed showing the sinful nature.
怎么能够改变人的罪性呢?
How can we change people's human beings' sinful nature?
必须要信靠耶稣。
And the only way is to believe in Jesus.
只有耶稣能够洁净我们的罪过，能够只有耶稣能够改变我们的生命。
Only Jesus can change our lives and cleanse our sins.
圣经说,
the Bible said,
无他以外别无拯救。
Salvation is found in no one else.
因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
For there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which he must be saved.
除了耶稣以外,别无拯救。
Through, except Jesus, there's no other way
to.
Jesus Christ has resurrected.
救主复活了。
Our Savior has resurrected.
因此我们有希望。
Therefore, we have hope.
因此这个世界有希望。
And because of that, the world has hope.
我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
基督徒的生命改变,
the transformation of the believers' lives.
耶稣基督复活这个好消息让人惊喜。
The news of Jesus' resurrection was a surprise.
信靠耶稣基督的人生命有没有了改变，这个现象同样让人惊喜。
The fact that those who believe in Jesus transform their life, this is also surprising.
我们一起来读, 一段经文。 安息日过后，七日头一，天快亮的时候，莫大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看坟墓。这是马太福音的记载。And
this is according to the book of Matthew.
我们看其他几卷福音书对同一件事情是怎么样记载。And
let's look at the other gospel books how they recorded this event.
我们看马可福音，一起来读一下经文。Let's
read together.
过了安息日。 好，我们再看路加福音怎么记载，一起来读。七日的头一日，黎明的时候，那些妇女带着手一杯的香料来到坟前。那告诉底下，那告诉使徒的，就是莫大拉的玛利亚和约拿亚，并雅各的母亲玛利亚，还有主的妇女。 我们再看看约翰福音怎么记载了。约翰福音in John，一起来读。七日的第一日，清早，天还黑的时候，莫大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓，看见石头，害的。大家没有注意到，几卷福音书都提到莫大拉的玛利亚。
If you see that all the gospel have mentioned Mary Magdalene.
而且都是首先提到的。
And it's also usually mentioned first.
这表示什么?
And what does this mean?
这表示在初期的教会当中, 莫大拉的玛利亚是大家尊重的。
And it shows that this, in the early church, Mary Magdalene was respected.
她是排名第一, 有没有留意?
And usually her name would come out first.
马可福音特别还指出,
and the book of Mark also
mentions
that when Jesus, after he resurrected, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene.
然后马可再多加一句,
and then Mark added one more.
就是耶稣从他身上曾赶出七个鬼,
that Jesus had cast out seven demons from Mary Magdalene.
路加对摩达拉玛利亚有更清楚的介绍,
and Luke has even had more to say about this.
我们一起来读这段经文,
let us read together.
耶稣周游各城各乡传道, 分享上帝国的福音。 和他同去的有12个门徒, 还有被恶鬼所缚, 被执定所累, 已经治好了几个妇女, 内中有称为莫大拉的玛利亚, 曾有七个鬼, 从他身上赶出来。 这个莫大拉的玛利亚也很特别,
this Mary Magdalene is a very special person.
曾经有七个鬼在她身上,
she has seven demons in her.
七个鬼在她身上是怎么样的生活,你可以想象吗?
Can you imagine what kind of life she had?
那七个鬼是什么鬼?
What kind of demons were these?
可能是酒鬼,烟鬼,懒鬼,毒鬼什么的,
it could be alcoholism, addiction, laziness, and other types of
evil.
We don't know what type.
反正一定都是邪恶的鬼,
but we know that they were evil.
有七个鬼在玛利亚的身上, 当时她一定是生活得非常的痛苦。
With seven demons in her, her life was must be very, very miserable.
耶稣解救了她,
but Jesus rescued her.
所以她对耶稣非常的感激啊。
So she was very thankful to Jesus.
圣经记载她跟随耶稣到处去传福音。
The Bible recorded that she went with Jesus to spread the gospel.
她从北部的加利利一直跟到南部的耶路撒冷。
She went with him from Galilee in the north to Jerusalem in the south.
耶稣被钉十字架的时候,
when Jesus was crucified,
很多门徒都离开,都躲藏起来,
many disciples went into hiding.
莫大拉玛利亚站在十字架的旁边,
but Mary Magdalene stood next to the cross.
耶稣的尸体被安放在坟墓, 那里的那一天,
and the day that Jesus' body was put into the tomb,
圣经记载莫大拉玛利亚在哪里对着坟墓坐着。
The Bible recorded that Mary Magdalene was there, sitting there opposite the tomb.
大家可以了解到那个看到玛利亚对耶稣的感情啊。
And you can see how much she loved Jesus.
可以想象当时玛利亚对着坟墓的时候，她心情一定非常非常难过。
And we can imagine how hurt she was, how sad she was to be sitting there next to the tomb.
美好的日子过去了,
her good days were over.
她素来仰望的救主竟然死了,
she, the Savior that she believed in had died.
她对前途的盼望破灭了,
she didn't have any hope.
以后该怎么活下去?
How could she continue living?
她可能要回到从前生活的环境,
she may have to go back to her life before.
可能他要回到以前的痛苦当中,
and to be in misery just like before.
幸好耶稣复活了,
but fortunately Jesus was risen,
重新点燃了他的盼望,
and has reignited her hope.
玛利亚从此比以前更热心来传福音,
and she became even more zealous in spreading the gospel.
根据教会的传说,
as according to the legends of the church,
后来以使徒约翰同工在以弗所教会来侍奉,
she became a co-worker of Apostle John, ministering to the church of Ephesus.
她成为教会的领袖,
and she became a church leader.
所以我们刚刚提到她在初期教会是被尊重的人,
so that's why she was respected in the early church.
玛利亚生命被改变,
Mary Magdalene's life was changed.
不单是衣食的改变, 乃是医生的改变,
not only for a moment, but for her lifetime.
因为复活的耶稣引导到了前路, 跟她一生同行,
because Jesus led her life and was with her all throughout her life.
很多人信靠耶稣，生命都有美好的改变。
Many people who come to believe in Christ has transformed their lives.
我们教会出版了有四本的见证集。
Our church has published 4 testimonial books.
里面收集的文章都是本教会的弟兄姐妹他们亲身的经历写下的见证。
And these books are collections of the experience that our brothers and sisters have.In believing Christ,
是他们生命改变的见证。
And how they transform their lives for the better.
我们的礼堂外面那个桌子上的都放了第三集跟第四集的。
And in the table outside the sanctuary, there's the third and the fourth book.
欢迎大家去散会的时候可以去拿。
And you're welcome to take one with you.
今天因为外面摆了椅子，不晓得有没有书摆在那边啊？假如没有，下个礼拜来还是有的啊。
If it's not there today, because the chairs will be there next week.
在本教会比较久的弟兄姐妹，应该都听过我讲的一个故事。
Those brothers and sisters who's been here in this church for a while must have heard the story.
假如你在最近十年才来到那里，可能没听过。
If you joined our church within the last 10 years, you probably haven't.
很多年前，在香港有一个12、13岁的男孩。
Many years ago in Hong Kong, there was a 12-13-year-old boy.
他妈妈死了。
His mother passed away.
爸爸在很远的地方工作。
His father worked in a faraway place.
他爸爸一两个月才回家一趟，过一个晚上就离开了。
And the father would come home overnight every 1 or 2 months.
这个男孩有个姐姐，比他大两三岁。
And this boy has an older sister who's 2-3 years older than him.
男孩底下有四个弟弟妹妹。
And below him there are 4 brothers and sisters.
所以姐姐就像小妈妈，照顾几个弟弟妹妹。
So his older sister was like mother to all of them.
这个男孩就像没有人管的野孩子。
And this boy was wild, out of control.
在家里欺负弟弟妹妹，在外野外，在外面是也是生非。
He would bully his siblings, and outside the house, he would argue and cause trouble.
他的脾气暴躁。
His temper was horrible.
跟别人打架是家常便饭。
And it's an everyday matter to get in a fight with someone.
那一年，有一年，这个香港严重缺水。
And one year, Hong Kong was in a terrible drought.
大家都要提着水桶到街头去排队取水。
Everyone has to take their buckets and wait for the water truck to fill their buckets.
在那一区的房子都是4层楼高的木头做的房子。
And in that area, the homes were 4-story wooden structures.
那孩子的家是住二楼。
And the boy's house was on the second floor.
那孩子的床就在那个木楼梯的底下。
And the boy's bed was right below the staircase.
楼上的人提着水桶来取水，就难免有些水溅落在这个楼梯上。
So people who lived above with their water buckets going upstairs inevitably will be dripping water.
那水就流到那个孩子的床上。
And the water would drip to the boy's bed.
孩子就非常生气。
And so he was very upset.
站在楼梯口对着楼上一个中年男人破口大骂。
And he was a stairway yelling at a middle-aged man who lived above.
那个男人被骂也很生气。
And that man was very upset that the boy was yelling at him.
怒气冲冲要下来要揍这个孩子。
And he was prepared to come down and beat up the boy.
那孩子从口袋拿出个小刀。
And that time the boy flashed a knife from
his hand. 对那个男人说。
And said to the man.
你下来。
Come down.
我还没成年。
I'm a minor.
我给你两刀我还不需要坐牢。
If I hurt you or if I kill you, I don't need to go to jail.
那男人下楼梯下到一半停下来。
And that man stopped on his way down.
然后回头上楼。
And returned to his house.
这个孩子洋洋得意。
And this boy was as proud as a peacock.
有一点不知道为了什么缘故。
And one year, not quite sure what reasons.
那孩子在大街上跟一位大妈在吵起来。
The boy got into argument with a middle-aged woman on the street.
一个十几岁的男孩在街上跟个中年大妈互相对骂，大家可以想象那个场景是什么样。
And this teenager was having an argument with this middle-aged woman in the middle of the street. You can imagine that scene.
那个孩子牙尖嘴利啊，满口粗话。
And that boy has a sharp tongue and a mouth full of swear words.
那个大妈被骂得非常生气。
And that middle-aged woman was furious.
指着那个孩子的鼻子说。
And pointed to him and said.
你这个人没有希望。
You are hopeless.
那个孩子也知道自己没什么希望。
And the boy knew that he was hopeless.
因为他也从来没想过什么希望。
Because he never thought of any hope.
那只是有一天算一天。
And so he would live day by day.
很多人都认为这个孩子没有希望。
Many people would think that this boy was hopeless.
幸好上帝不是这样认为。
But God didn't think so.
上帝引导这个孩子去了教会。
God led this boy to church.
让他听到耶稣拯救罪人的好消息。
Let him hear the good news that Jesus.Has saved the sins of the world. And this boy became to believe in Christ and accepted baptism. His life was slowly transformed. And God called him to enter the seminary to be equipped. And led him to the U.S. for advanced studies. And let him become a pastor.
在教会服侍了几十年
，and served in the church for many many years.
今天他就在这里讲道
，and today he's standing here preaching the sermon.
复活的耶稣基督带来复活的大能。
The resurrected Jesus had brought the power of resurrection.
让信靠他的人生命有美好的改变。
So that people who believe in him, lives will be transformed.
那是让人惊喜的改变。
And this is a transform that's surprising.
不是改变一时，乃是改变一生。
Not to change only for a moment, but for a lifetime.
贺王弟兄上个礼拜天讲到讲得非常好。
Our brother Howard gave a sermon that was great last week.
只要你上个礼拜没有来，我鼓励你去听听那个录音带。
If you didn't went here, I would encourage you to look at the video.
不过他在讲道当中，他提到一句话。
He in the sermon mentioned this.
他说：“耶稣来不是使人延长生命，乃是让人改变生命。”
That Jesus did not come to help us extend our lives, but he came to change the quality of our lives.
可能别人认为你没有希望。
Maybe others think that you're hopeless.
可能你也认为自己没有希望。
And perhaps you think that you are hopeless.
只要你重新信靠耶稣，你的人生必定有美好的改变。
If you sincerely believe in Jesus, your life will be transformed beautifully.
第三点，我们有提到福音会传遍天下。
With the third thing that we want to talk about is that the gospel will spread throughout the world.
复活的耶稣带给我们一个另外一个让我们很惊喜的好消息。
The other good news that the resurrection has brought us.
他宣告说，天国的福音将会传遍天下。
He proclaimed that the gospel will spread throughout nations.
我们一起再读这段经文。
Let us read together.
耶稣对众门徒说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去。”使万民做我的门徒。耶稣说：“你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。”
Jesus said, "Go into the world and spread the gospel to all nations."
耶稣吩咐门徒把上帝爱世人和基督救罪人的好消息传到万国万邦。
He commanded the disciple to spread the good news that God saves sinners and God loves the world to all nations.
那是非常伟大的理想。
That was a great ideal.
然后在当时看来，这个理想根本不可能实现的。
And from the perspective back then, this ideal could not be possibly come true.
因为当时的官府和犹太人的领袖都知道。
Because back then the officials and the Jews all knew.
耶稣的门徒都是没有学问的小民。
That the disciples of Jesus were all unschooled.
这些门徒在自己的民族当中都不被尊重，他怎么可能在万国万民当中被尊重呢
？These people were not even respected amongst their own people. How can they be respected among other nations?
他们宣扬的福音怎么可能能够赢得万民的幸福呢
？How can the gospel that they spread win over the hearts of nations.
但是两千年过去，福音果然是传遍了天下。
But 2,000 years have passed. The gospel has indeed spread out through the world.
在第一世纪的时候，福音已经传到欧洲，传到中东。
In the first century, the gospel has spread throughout Europe and Middle East.
也传到非洲，传到印度。
Also to Africa and India.
在19世纪，这个福音也传到了夏威夷。
In 19th century, the gospel came to Hawaii.
传到我们华侨的社群当中。
And spread through the Chinese community.
福音怎么会传到啊？讲在檀香山我们讲国语的同胞当中呢？
How did the gospel come to Honolulu amongst the Chinese speaking people?
因为有一段遥远的历史。
It has a really long history.
有一个挪威人叫李立生。
There was a Norwegian by the name of Daniel Nelson.
也是我们李家的哈。
Also,
他是挪威人，不是广东人哈。他也是新义会的这个基督徒。
He's a Lutheran.
本来是个水手。
He was a sailor.
1882年，他带着他的妻子和两岁女儿移民到了美国。
In 1882, he brought his wife and two children to the U.S.
在爱荷华州开发农场。
And settled in Iowa in a farm.
1890年，他37岁。
In 1890, he was 37 years old.
他感到上帝对他的呼召。
He felt the calling of God.
要他去中国传福音。
To go to China and spread the gospel.
他就变卖了大小的土地、房子，带着500元啊，当时500美元也相当多的了哈。
He sold all his belongings, his farm, his house, his possessions, only had $500 in his pocket.
然后带着他的太太跟4个孩子。啊、来中国。
He brought his wife and 4 children to China.
当时他最大的女儿才10岁。
And his oldest daughter was only 10 years old.
1890年11月底，11月30日，他到达上海。
November 30th, 1890, he arrived in Shanghai.
他沿着这长江进了中国的内地，到了武昌。
And he rode along the Yangtze River and went to the China inland.
他在那里开始学中文，开始传道。
In Wuchang, he began to learn Chinese and begin to spread the gospel.
在那个贫困落后的环境。
In an environment that was so poor and so backwards.
在那个白洋反教的年代。
In the time that China was anti-religion and anti-Western.
大家可以想象，在那里传福音是非常的困难。
You can imagine how difficult it was to spread the gospel.
还带着一家四个孩子，这个很不容易。
With a family and 4 children, it was very difficult.
1901年，他到了河南的信阳，开始这个开展福音工作。
In 1901, he arrived in Xinyang to begin his ministry there.
越来越多中国同胞愿意接受福音。
And many Chinese people accepted the good news.
1906年，他在信阳南关建造了第一座当地的第一座教堂。
And in 1906.And Nanguan, he established the first church.
在往后的20年，福音事工发展得很好。
And in the pursuing 20 years, the gospel spread really quickly.
差不多有2000人领受了洗礼。
And over 2,000 people have come to know Christ.
他建立了在那个地区建立了6个教会。
He established 6 churches.
还有10几个聚会点。
Over 10 meeting points.
他也建立了很多很多学校。小学、中学都有。
Established many, many schools.
当中有包括信义会的男子高中。
Including the Lutheran High School for boys.
还有一个义光女子中学。
And 义光 High School for girls.
在义光女子中学里面有一个学生叫阮光荣。
And in the girls' school, there's a student by the name of Ruth Yuan.
阮光荣在这个学校接触到福音，成为基督徒。
And she accepted Christ while she was in school and became a Christian.
后来他进入了信义会的这个圣经学校啊，就成为传道人。
And later on, she went to the Lutheran seminary and became a missionary.
中国大陆政权改变之后，他去了香港定居。
And after the government changed over in China, she moved to Hong Kong.
他继续在香港信义会做传道人。
And she continued to be a missionary in the Hong Kong Lutheran Church.
在60年代的末期，有一个从美国去香港的宣教师叫伯达恩。
At the end of 1960s, there was an American missionary by the name of Don Barron, who 在
香港信义会跟阮光荣教师是同工。
He was a co-worker of Ruth Yuan over in the Lutheran Church in Hong Kong.
在70年代的初期。伯达恩牧师在檀香山创立了夏威夷圣经学院。
In the early 70s, Pastor Barron came to Hawaii and established the Bible Institute of Hawaii.
他就发觉在这里有很多从台湾来的讲国语的中国人。
And he discovered that there were many people from Taiwan who spoke Mandarin.
他就邀请阮光荣教士从来夏威夷跟他一起来创立这个韩岛国语礼拜堂。
So he invited a Lutheran to come to Hawaii and to establish a church with him.
1974年的十一月初，他们开始第一次国语的主日崇拜。
In 1974, in November, they started the first Mandarin-speaking worship.
那就是本教会的人生。
And that church was a Honolulu Mandarin church, which
is 在夏威夷第一所讲国语的教会。
Which was the predecessor of this church and the first Chinese-speaking church in Hawaii.
大家有没有看见非常的奇妙？
Do you see that this is so miraculous?
经过一百多年。
After over 100 years.
远涉重洋，从北欧。北欧的挪威到美国的爱奥瓦。
All the way from Norway to the U.S. Iowa in the U.S.
然后到中国河南。
And to China.
到香港，然后到 Hawaii.
To Hong Kong and then to Hawaii.
这个天国的福音穿越了关山万里，传到这里。
This gospel has been to cross thousands of miles to arrive in Hawaii.
传到你的耳中。
And for you to hear.
你在这里听到耶稣复活的好消息。
And here you're hearing the good news about Jesus' resurrection.
你信靠耶稣，你的生命有了美好的改变。
That you believe in Jesus and your life has been transformed beautifully.
这个过程让人惊喜。
This process itself is very surprising.
福音果然传遍了天下。
The gospel has indeed been spread throughout the world.
然后还有很多人需要福音。
And there are many more people who need the gospel.
很多人还需要耶稣基督的拯救。
Many people still need the salvation of Jesus Christ.
最近我比较留意伊朗的情况。
Recently, I've been paying more attention to Iran.
我想你也在留意。
I think that you might be.
我在网上看到了资料。
The information obtained online.
知道伊朗的人口大概是有9300万。
I know that there are about 93 million people in Iran.
99.4% 的人都信靠伊斯兰教。
99.4% of them are Muslims.
基督徒不到0.5%。
There is only less 0.5% of people are Christians.
我们知道伊朗的政权正在改变。
We know the regime is changing in Iran.
希望在不久将来，这个国家对基督教更加开放。
And I hope that the government will be more open to Christianity very soon.
那个时候必定需要很多的传道人去那里去传福音。
And at that time, we'll need many missionaries to go into Iran to spread the gospel.
你愿意不愿意去呢
？Are you willing to go？
你有没有想过你可能会去呢？
Have you ever thought that you might go？
我希望有更多基督徒接受上帝的差派。
I hope that more Christians will respond to God's calling.
能够参与这个福音传遍天下这个伟大的使命。
And join the mission of spreading the gospel throughout nations.
能够去经历上帝这个奇妙的恩典。
And to experience the amazing grace that God has provided.
伊朗人需要信靠耶稣。
Iranians need to believe in Christ.
中国人更需要。
The Chinese even more.
前不多久我看一个视频。
Not long ago, I was watching a video.
中央电视台的节目主持人崔永元，他在讲一段他的经历。
There's a story provided by Mr. Cui, who is a program a host at one of the China Central TV programs.
我自己不认识这个崔先生啊，我想中国大陆同胞可能认识吧。
I don't know him personally, but you may.
但我看他讲这个视频，让我很有感触。
And the video really touched me.
他有一次被土耳其的文化部邀请。
One time he was invited by the Ministry of Culture of Turkey.
到伊斯坦堡那边去访问。
To visit Istanbul.
有一天他就被带到海边一个卖海鲜的小店去吃海鲜。
And one day he was taken to a restaurant by the seaside for seafood.
他们订好了一些海鲜的交给厨房。
They picked out their seafood and gave it to the cook.
然后他们在一个小店里面喝茶，在聊天。
And they're waiting while for the food to be cooked while they're enjoying their teas.
就等那个厨子把海鲜煮好了拿出来给他们。
And waiting for the food to come out.
那个崔永元崔先生就透过翻译跟那个店主那个老板在交谈。
And Mr. Cui engaged in a conversation with the owner of the restaurant through the interpreter.
崔永元就问那个老板。
And he asked the owner.
那个厨子称那个海鲜呢、啊？我们不在场，他称的重量准确吗？正确吗
He said, he asked, we're not there to watch the cook. Is he honest about weighing the seafood?
因为那个海鲜就按重量来算钱的,
because they would pay for the meal based on the weight of the seafood.
那老板就说, 当然真的一定正确, 因为我们是电子秤的, 不会错的。
And the owner assured him, of course it's accurate because we use an electric scale.
所以女人就说不知道用什么秤，就是我们不在场，他会不会把两斤说成三斤？
And Mr. Choi then asked, since we're not watching over him, will he cheat on the weight?
老板一下不知道该怎么回答，那个脸色就有点变了。
The owner didn't know how to respond, and he changed his expression.
然后老板说，你肯定的说，不会的。
And he confirmed, the owner confirmed that, no, the cook is not going to cheat.
那这种人就说,
and he continued.
他说，那么会不会把海鲜换的？
Mr. Choi asked, would the cook change the seafood?
老板问，那为什么要换呢？
And the owner asked, why?
这种人就说，大概把大的换成小的，新鲜的换成不新鲜的。
And Mr. Choi said, would he change the small, the bigger pieces into smaller pieces, less fresh ones for
把那个大的，把新鲜的留下来，他就可以多赚点钱啊。
And keep the good ones so that you can make more money.
老板说不会的。
And the owner said, no, he won't do that.
就有人就说，为什么不会的？没有人看着他呀。
And Mr. Choi asked, well, why not? Because no one's watching over him.
老板说，老板就有点生气了哈。
And the owner was beginning to get upset.
他说怎么没有人看着他？是有真主阿拉看着他的。
Why is there no one watching? The Allah is watching over him.
这种人看到那个老板生气啊，他就说：“老板，请你不要误会。”
And Mr. Choi said to the owner, "Don't be upset. Don't misunderstand."
我不是说那个厨子一定会那样做。I'm
not saying that the cook will cheat.
我只是很好奇。I'm
just curious.
假如那个厨子真那样做，该怎么办呢？
If the cook indeed cheats, what do you do?
老板没有回答，只是摇摇头。
And the owner had no answer, only shook his head.
好，那后来海鲜煮好拿出来。And
then the food came out.
很大盘，很好吃。It
was very good.
但是崔永元说，那一顿饭他吃的很不舒服。But
Mr. Choi said he was very uncomfortable by then.
因为他看见那个老板在远处远远的看着他们吃。Because
the owner was watching them eat from far away.
老板一面看一边叹息摇头。And
the owner, as he watched them, he was shaking his head.
老板脸上的表情好像很痛苦。And
his expression was very painful.
他们吃完了。After
they ate,
老板坚决不收他们的钱。The
owner did not want to accept their payment.
对他们说。And
said to them,
希望这个中国朋友以后不要再那样想。And
the owner said, I hope that this Chinese friend will not think like that anymore.
这个老板的表现让朱永仁非常震撼。And
this owner's action was very shocking to Mr. Chen.
朱永仁他这样说。And
he said,
我相信那个厨子没有那样做。I
believe that the cook didn't cheat.
但是假如在中国,
but if this were in China,
厨子肯定会这样做。
I can assure you that cook will cheat.
郑永元说：“这是中国人的悲哀。”
And he said, "This is the sorrow of the Chinese people."
郑永元看到中国同胞的问题。
Mr. Choi sees the issues, the problems of the Chinese people.
但他没有提出解决的方法。
But he had no resolution.
那我不认为每一个中国人都会那样做。
I don't think that all Chinese will cheat.
但我相信。
But I believe.
很多中国人会那样做。
Many Chinese will do so.
郑永元店主提出那些问题，表明他自己的思想已经被污染了。And
Mr. Choi, by asking these questions, showed that his own thoughts were contaminated.
我们中华民族什么时候失去了这个淳朴善良的美德？
When did the Chinese people lose our virtue of simplicity and kindness?
什么时候我们变得诡诈贪婪？
When do we become so deceitful?
什么时候我们失去了对彼此的信任？
And so when do we lose our trust for other people?
我们怎么样才能够回转？
And how can we return?
我们中国同胞需要信靠耶稣。
Our Chinese people need to believe in Jesus.
唯有复活的耶稣基督可以赐给人崭新的生命。
Only through Jesus can one's life be transformed beautifully.
唯有耶稣能够让我有美善的改变。
Only Jesus can provide the beautiful change.
除他以外，别无拯救。
There is no one in the world that can save us.
耶稣说
，Jesus said，
你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Go and make disciples of all nations。
这个万民当然也包括我们中国同胞。
This all nations include the Chinese people。
你愿意不？你愿不愿意去呢
？Are you willing to go？
你是否愿意对主说
？Are you willing to say to God？
我在这里，请差遣我。
Here I am, send me, God。
你愿意对主说？我在这里，请差遣我吗
？Are you willing to say to God, "I am here, please send me"?
我们信靠耶稣，我们跟随他。
We believe in Christ, we follow Him.
我们的人生一定充满惊喜。
Our lives will be full of surprises.
今天我要奉圣父、圣子、圣灵三一上帝的圣名，向大家发出三个的呼召。
And today, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I will do three callings.
第一个呼召。
The first call.
呼召还没有信靠耶稣的人，赶快来信靠耶稣。
Those calling those who do not or have not been Christians to come to believe in Jesus.
来领受洗礼。
And to receive baptism.
让你的人生有美好的改变。
So that your lives will be changed beautifully.
不是改变一时，乃是改变一生。
Not to change for a moment, but for a lifetime.
你假如愿意接受这个呼召。
If you're willing to receive this calling,
等一下我们唱诗歌的时候，请你走到台前。
And when we're singing the hymn later, please come to the front.
我为你祷告。
I will pray for you.
第二个呼召。
The second calling.
呼召已经领受过洗礼的基督徒。
For those Christians who have already been baptized.
从今以后要认真的为主而活。
From now on, want to diligently to live for
Christ. 无论是在家里，或是在你的工作岗位。
Whether it's at home or at work,
要做光做盐。
You want to be the light and the salt.
把传福音放在你生活的第一优先。
And put spreading the gospel as your first priority.
我们基督徒领受洗礼，接受了救恩之后
，As Christian after we receive the baptism,
耶稣没有把我们立刻提到天上去。
Jesus didn't lead us to heaven right away.
因为我们仍旧活在地上。
And he wants us to continue to live on this earth.
就是要我们在地上传福音。
So that we can spread the gospel to all nations.
但很多基督徒几十年没有带领一个人信主。
But many Christians for decades have not brought a single person to church.
很多基督徒几十年没有带一个人来教会。
And not lead anyone to Christ.
这样的基督徒是白占地图。
And Christians like that are wasting their lives.
都辜负了上帝的恩典。
And they're not living up to the grace of God.
今天我希望你问问自己。
And today, I hope that you ask.
你有没有带领过一个人信主？
Have you led someone to God?
有没有人带领一个人来教会？
Have you led anyone to church?
你是否真是愿意为主而活？
Are you truly willing to live for Christ?
让你的生命被主所用。
And to be used by Him.
今天我们要呼召这样的基督徒起来，要为主发光。
And today we are calling those Christians to stand up and be the light of the world for God.
就你愿意接受这样的呼召。
If you're willing to accept this calling,
等一下唱诗歌的时候，我请你走到台前。
Please come forward, and I'll pray for you.
为你祷告。第三个呼召。
The third calling.
是呼召基督徒要为福音事工献上一生。
For those Christians who want to dedicate their lives to the gospel.
进入神学院接受装备。
To enter the seminary to be equipped.
以后准备做全职的传道人。
And to become a full-time missionary.
接受教会的差派，终身做基督的仆人。
And to receive, to accept the sending of God and to dedicate your life to God.
让你自己蒙福，也让别人因你得福。
So that you'll be blessed and others will be blessed.
如果你愿意接受这样的呼召。
And if you're willing to accept this calling.
等一下唱诗歌的时候，请你走到台前。
When we sing the hymn, please come forward.
在台前跪下来。
And kneel down.
表示你献上一生。
To show that you are dedicating your life.
我要为你祷告。
I will pray for you.
我们底下，请各位大家站立，我们同唱一首诗歌《离到湖边》。
Please stand. We'll sing. You have come down to the lake shore.
我们第一节是唱中文。
We sing in Chinese first.
第二节唱英文。
Second phrase.
第一节第一次唱中文。第二次还是唱第一节就唱英文。
We'll sing in Chinese first.
我们第一节唱中文，在唱第一节的时候，有你愿意接受上帝呼召，愿意成为基督徒，那个没有成为基督徒的人，还没有信主的人，愿意成为基督徒，请你走到台前。
And as we sing in the first time over, if you have not believed in Christ and you want to, please come forward.
假如你今天愿意成为基督徒
，If you want to become a Christian today,
请你走到台前站在这里。
Please come forward and stand.
我们唱第一节，一次中文，一次英文。
We'll sing the first phrase, first verse, first time in Chinese and second time in English.
一起来，预备来。你就是来到我面，我是宣告，从你不要来往，一切需要要我来跟随，我是继续来唱第一节。
We sing again.
假如还有有人，你愿意今天信靠耶稣，请你走到台前。
If you want to become a Christian, please come forward.
走到前面啊，为你祷告。
I will pray for you.
假如你还没有信靠耶稣，今天就好的机会，请你到前面。
This is a great opportunity to come forward and believe in Jesus.
我们唱第二节唱英文。
Let's sing.
第一节还唱英文。
In English.
来。You have come down to the nation, seeking neither the wine nor the herb. Alone the agony for me to follow. We live in the world.我们要发出第二个呼召。
It's now the second calling.
假如你是愿意成为一个更热心的基督徒
，If you want to be a better Christian，
愿意被主所用
，I want to be used by God，
无论在家里，在你工作岗位，都愿意被主所用，为主发光。
Whether at home or at work， you want to be a light for Christ。
我们唱下面第二节，我们用国语唱；第三节用英语唱。
Let us sing in Chinese.
我们假如有这样的弟兄姐妹，你走到前面，我为你祷告。
If you brothers and sisters like that, please come forward. I'll pray for you.
主，你知道我的心，每个爱我，没有武器参加。我只要希望有多个意思，我祝你得我病的恶意，万万没叫我忘我命，撒旦犯我也到了我的家关，跟随你走向大海茫茫。我们唱第三节，我们用英语唱。但假如你有感动，你愿意不再白占地图，要被主所用，请你走到台前。
We sing in English, and if you have this commitment to follow Christ very closely, become a diligent Christian, please come forward.
我们唱第三节。You, in my life, often when we love Lord, the will of the weary, I love the glory to grow and love you, sweet Lord, ever in my heart.I desire you for my need. On the same night, 我们最后唱第四节。
We're seeing the last
verse.
If you're touched to be dedicating your life to Christ, and spread the gospel
the rest of your life,
please come forward and kneel. I will pray for you. Many places still need the gospel. The Chinese people need the gospel. We need people to continue spreading the gospel. Let's sing the last verse. If you're touched that God has called you, please come forward.
我们一起祷告。Let
us pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。Heavenly
Father, we thank you.
你一直在呼唤我们归向你。Because
you've been calling us to come to you.
今天有两位朋友站到台前。And
today we have friends in front of the pulpit.
他们在众人面前表明他们愿意来信靠耶稣。They
show to the public that they are willing to accept Jesus.
求主保守他们的信心。We
ask you to keep their faith.
保守他们一生走在光明中。
Please keep them in the light
so
that their lives can be changed beautifully. And today, many brothers and sisters have come to you. They have accepted your calling.
They
want to follow
you
to become the light
and the salt.
And that they can glorify you in their work and their
life.
Please keep them.
We admit that we are weak.
We admit that we are weak. But we believe that your grace is sufficient for us. Please keep them. And satisfy their hearts. And let them in their lives experience God even more. And today we have brothers and sisters kneeling in front of
you.
That they are willing to dedicate their life for you. Please accept them. Please send them.
主啊，你装备他们。
Please equip them.
让他们自己能够蒙福。
So that they can be blessed.
他们能够可以有丰盛的生命。
So that they can have a fulfilled life.
也让别人得福。
And others be blessed.
我们感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
也求主继续恩待我们众弟兄姐妹。
And ask the Lord to bless our brothers and sisters.
让我们在这个复活节，真是能够更多体会主复活的大能。
That in this Easter season, we can even experience God's
power. 我们的生命能够有改变。
The resurrection, our lives will be transformed. We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.